Welcome back to Insights for Health. Our guest today is Dr. Gaetano Morello, and we've been talking about how to increase our energy at every age. There are proactive ways to improve our quality of life, and studies have shown that exercise can actually increase the number of mitochondria.
Yep, that's true. Stressing a muscle will allow that muscle to grow. Stressing the body with exercise will tell the body that you are needing more energy. And in doing so, it will stimulate the increase of mitochondria. So you're going to get more. Overly stressing the body, putting too much exercise, that can stress the body and have a very opposite type of an effect.
Doesn't matter what the malady is, exercise always seems to be on that list to reduce the risk.
And there's a number of different reasons for that. One of them is it improves mitochondrial genesis, but also to improve circulation, improve lymphatic movement. The body's made to move, not to stand still. So I think proper exercise to a right stress level is definitely an important component of overall general health. And it also reduces the stress response. It improves parasympathetic tone, we call it. And that has a very positive impact on overall general health.
In the first half of the show, we talked about NAD, nicotinamide adenosine dinucleotide. Related to your field of study and in practice, that NAD metabolism is a potential therapy or to improve age-related disease. So what are your observations? I know you went into it with some detail in the first half, but because you work with chronic disease patients, what are you finding as you apply this NAD? And I know that you do more than that, but what are the results and what are you seeing?
My patients that I treat are patients with chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, Hodgkin's encephalomyelitis, patients with symptoms of Lyme disease, and even long COVID patients.
Yeah.
And so their symptoms are fatigue, post-exertion malaise, which is walk a couple of blocks or jog a couple of blocks and can be in bed for 3-4 days and trying to recover from that. Cognitive dysfunction, a form of brain fog and memory loss. They have IBS symptoms. They cannot properly sleep. They have something we call unrefreshing sleep. So they wake up and they haven't slept at all. And they have pain. I treat them is by treating the mitochondria. And so the way you do that is you give them upregulators that can supply nutrients to the mitochondria and try to balance the redox potential it should be. And so one of the things I recommend to everybody is 25 grams of protein in the morning, acetyl, carnitine, glutathione, magnesium, these kinds of compounds for upregulators. And then we try to do things for redox or, you know, glutathione. NMN is another compound that can increase the levels of NAD. You need that NAD to make sure that the electrons go to the right place.
NMN and glutathione. So let's start with the NMN. First of all, what is it?
What it is, it's a precursor to NAD.
So it converts it into NAD once you take it as a supplement.
Exactly. The studies are showing that a couple hundred milligrams of NMN can lead you to a 50-60% increase in NAD in the blood. So it definitely increases the levels. In that increase, now you have much better transport of the electrons in the mitochondria. Therefore, increasing energy levels, you know, cognitive function. And it also has other interesting benefits. It increases insulin sensitivity. In other words, cells will be more responsive to insulin. That can help with weight as well, which is kind of interesting, right?
Yeah.
I often give that example of what, you know, is really responsible for weight gain. And insulin is a big responsible hormone for that. When you look at type 2 diabetics, their cells are not sensitive to insulin. The insulin opens the cell, opens the door, and then allows the sugar to get in. That's what insulin does. Now imagine if, just as an example, it takes one insulin molecule to open up a cell so sugar can get in. What if that cell isn't responsive to one insulin molecule? It needs 10 or 20. So that cell becomes insensitive to insulin. And so that's a type 2 diabetic where they're producing a lot of insulin to try to get the sugar inside the cell because it's not responsive. A type 1 diabetic produces no insulin. So they need insulin shots. What's the difference between those two individuals? Well, the type 2 diabetic that produces lots of insulin is overweight, always. And the type 1 individual is very skinny. Why? Because insulin stimulates lipogenesis. So reducing or improving insulin sensitivity of the cells is one way of losing weight.
Another benefit, NMN, can be that chronic disease is either slowed down or sometimes even reversed.
So the idea is to slow it right down, improve energy function, and reverse conditions. And so is the mitochondria at the ethos of a lot of the conditions that we see. That is key organelle that controls more than we think. You know, there was an interesting study where they took a cancer cell and they took the DNA out of that cancer cell and they transferred that DNA to a normal cell. That normal cell did not develop cancer. Then they took the same cancer cell. They took the DNA from the mitochondria, transferred to a normal cell, and that cell developed cancer. So the mitochondria is, it's the ethos of everything. Protecting, supporting the mitochondria becomes a pretty important aspect of creating overall general health.
Then NMN converts into NAD.
Correct.
The NAD transports the electrons and the nutrients into the mitochondria, at which point the mitochondria creates ATP, which is electrical energy, pretty much every cell of the body.
Correct. So the NAD is the transport of these electrons from molecule to molecule within the mitochondria, and the mitochondria needs those electrons. So you, first of all, you got to supply them with the electrons, then they need to be transported to the right place. You can't transport them, they just get stuck. So you have to be able to transport them. So all those things working in conjunction, creating mitochondria that can produce the right amount of electricity. If you don't have that, all those are compromised. You're not producing optimal energy in that mitochondria. So you're not optimal. So things are not working properly. So you're going to be more tired. You're going to be more fatigued. And, you know, instead of being able to walk, you know, two blocks, you're only able to walk half a block. You know, you're going to be very, very tired at 7 instead of being tired at 10, at 30 or 11. You won't be able to exercise for the usual hour. You can only exercise for 10 minutes. Everything is impacted. You won't be able to focus and read your book because your eyes are going to start closing because you're so fatigued. Everything's impacted. Vision is impacted. Hearing's impacted. I mean, again, you know, if you go back to each cell is a factory and that factory requires electricity, well, everything can be impacted.
So it starts with correct nutrition.
Right.
A healthy gut.
Right.
Those nutrients are transported through the liver. And it's this whole chain reaction of events leading to the mitochondria, which is in all the cells of the body, with some exceptions.
There's only one exception. That's the red blood cells.
Red blood cells.
No mitochondria in blood cells, because what do red blood cells do? They carry oxygen.
Well, yeah.
You don't want to give the oxygen to the mitochondria.
Yeah.
You can use it up.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So that's where the supplement NMN is very supportive to the production of NAD. Now, with every factory, to use the analogy that you've given us, there's a byproduct. And the byproduct of energy production are free radicals, not exclusively, because they can come from a lot of different places, right?
Correct. Yep, you're right.
But the byproduct of energy is a free radical. What is a free radical and what harm do they do?
So free radicals, they take electrons. They use up your electrons. So then you don't have any electrons left to do the quenching. They oxidize things, so they brown the apple, right? That's what a free radical is doing, because it's taking electrons. So the reason why the apple is browning is because those cells, the oxygen is picking up the electrons on that apple. And when you take up the electron, you get a chain reaction, and that chain reaction creates the rust. And those free radicals can come from, like you just said, metabolism can create free radicals. Some things in the environment are free radicals. Smoke is a free radical. So all sorts of things can create the free radicals. And so what you need to do to get rid of those free radicals is to provide antioxidants. Again, go back to the apple. It's the easiest visual. You squeeze lemon juice on it and it will brown it. You're stopping those free radicals from taking those electrons because you're providing more electrons. So you're quenching. And so the mitochondria needs antioxidants to do the same thing.
There's a master antioxidant in the body called glutathione. Can you explain what that is?
Yeah, that's your greatest antioxidant is glutathione. From a medical perspective, you know, there's a neurologist out of Florida, he's pretty famous, Dr. Perlmutter. He has Parkinson's patients coming in, the tremors, and, you know, he'll do IV glutathione, right? You know, so setting him up with an IV bag, you know, pushing the glutathione in intravenously. And then within like 45 minutes, that patient is normal, walking normal again. The problem is you can't have IV glutathione every single day. You can't walk around with that. It's just not practical. That is the power of glutathione because it quenches. Providing glutathione is a key component to trying to balance this redox issue that we have in the mitochondria.
And it also recycles other antioxidants. It helps with tissue repair.
If you look at all the evidence we have, and David Sinclair out of Harvard, you know, he's like one of the leading individuals in this area. The only thing that we have that we know 100% is part of the aging process is mitochondria. You protect the mitochondria, you protect everything.
You work with chronic disease patients. Yep. The average person, let's say they don't have a chronic issue, if they were to supplement with NMN and glutathione, and they're just looking after basic fatigue, you know, the get up and go, got up and left sort of thing. And look, I just want my energy back. I just want to feel better on a regular daily basis. How long do you think, doctor, in general terms, would it take to see some results if they were to start to use these two compounds?
Within a couple of weeks. Do my protocol, do the NMN, do the glutathione, do the protein in the morning. You will see results. You know, do the protocol, the program, and you will see improvement in energy. I mean, if I can get improvement in energy in complex chronic disease patients, you know, at the hospital, I see, you know, 30, 40 new patients a week getting results with these patients. Those are complicated. You know, the average person, they can really improve their energy and really have the world better lives because of it.
Anybody that shouldn't take any of these, doctor?
No, because I'll take them.
It's basically food, isn't it?
It's food, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't have consequential side effects. I've been taking supplements for 36 years now.
Quality has really improved. Yeah. Doctor, thank you for joining us on Insights for Health. Would you have a summarizing statement for our audience here in Chatham, Kent?
Yeah, you know, your body has this great ability to heal itself if you give it the right environment. I've always said that. That was my line on my radio show. Now, what I can tell you is that the mitochondria are the ethos of overall general health. They really, really are. And we're learning that more and more every day. And I think there's more and more research around this area. You know, treating complex chronic disease patients, that's all I've done, is treating mitochondria. That can be extended to the general population. And I think now, even with COVID, we're learning about mitochondria and COVID. So I think by treating them through some of these practical things that we put out there, you're going to have some huge benefit on your overall general health. And always remember that the body has an ability to heal itself. You just got to give it the right environment.
Doctor, thank you for joining us on Insights for Health.
Thank you, Dave.
I've been speaking with naturopathic doctor and chronic disease clinician Gaetano Morello. Thank you for listening to Insights for Health. And visit The Healthy Habit and ask about the supplements to improve your energy. The Healthy Habit, where we help you help yourself with your health.